pastor, our pastor is coming. Praise God. I know that he has a word for us this morning that God has given to him to give to us on today. Praise Lord. The last week's message, I tell y'all, I said that message, I just thought about the message all week long. Hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Pastor, you ready?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory, 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 glory.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Rejoice and be glad that we're still part of the day.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
They didn't have to keep us all week long, but it did.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
And I'm so glad that it did.
Yes.
Not only did it keep us, but it brought the weather down so we can save some money.
Yes.
make some ends meet. That was coming a little short on both sides.
Yes.
Praise God. So God knows how to do it and know when to do it. Hallelujah. And so I'm so glad about it that we have a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so that's the kind of God I need. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All that we need is in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Joy is a satisfying. He'll do everything for you.
Yes.
If you just allow him to do that for you. A lot of times we get ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And find out there ain't nobody playing down there but you. And you don't left everybody else behind. When you get out of the word of God, you left everybody else behind.
Yes.
So we give glory to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all you that's in Zoom land.
Amen.
God, we praise God for each and every one of you.
Glory.
And you continue in God's quest for us.
Glory to God.
To be his witness.
Amen.
Throughout the land.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We'll go back. Go to Luke 10.
Nah, go ahead. Luke 10.
Verse 10.
10.
I mean chapter 10. Luke 10, verse
18, 19. Praise God.
Come. Are we there?
Amen.
Okay. So I'm looking.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Amen. Verse 18 and 19, and also read 20. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpions,
mm-hmm.
and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Praise God.
Okay. All right. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirit are subjects unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. And this is part two. It's in your hands.
Amen.
Part two.
Amen.
The word needs to be refreshed in our mind daily.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy is always trying to steal it from us.
Amen. Yes.
And for the most part, he succeeds.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because we'll give in to what he wanted to do rather than what the master wanted to do.
Amen.
Everything that's good to you, not good for you.
Amen.
All right. And so we got to realize that in this life, we have trials and we have tribulations.
Amen.
But in Christ, you have peace and you have delivery and victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace Jesus gave to us.
Amen.
So it's in your hands.
That's right.
Joy, he gave it to us.
Amen.
Love, he gave it to us. Whatever it is that we possibly would need or want, we already have it at our disposal.
Mm-hmm. Teach it, Pastor.
Just got to learn how to use it.
Amen.
You learn when to use it. Maybe not need to know how, because you know how. You just don't admit to it. As Romans 8:28 said, and you know.
And you know, tell it, Pastor.
So you know how.
Amen.
You just don't give in to it.
Tell it, Pastor. Preach it.
Okay. So you know how to use the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you ought to be using it.
Amen.
Even though you don't use it.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Keep in mind, whatever it is, the answer is in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
You got the authority.
Thank you, God.
You got the power.
Yes.
You got the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the backup.
Amen.
To take you through whatever it is.
Amen.
That's holding you back. Are hindering you from being all that God said you are.
Yes.
We are quickly to give in to what other people say we are.
Tell it, Pastor.
God said, told you who you were.
Yes, amen.
And we allow others to come in and change it by calling us a name out of what God has said we are.
Mm-hmm.
We get all upset.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what we said last week. Let not your heart
be troubled.
So your heart gets troubled.
Mm.
You let it get troubled.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
You got to go back to the word and say, I refuse to be have a troubled heart today.
Amen.
I refuse to be upset today.
Uh-huh.
I refuse to let anything steal my joy today.
Amen.
Okay, as the songwriter said, I still have joy.
Of
everything I've been through.
Amen.
Still have joy.
Still have joy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So,
can you say that today?
Thank you, Lord.
Can you still say got that, joy. That you still got joy after all you've been through this week?
Amen.
I ain't going back to the other week, but this week.
This week.
Amen.
Can you still say you have joy?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We singing a sad song and dance.
Okay. Preach it, Pastor.
So it's in your hand.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you got a problem, it's in your hand how to handle it.
Yes.
And it's very simple. He said, cast it.
Amen.
If you got it, you ain't got to hold it.
Amen.
You ain't got to keep it. And cast it. The enemy is always trying to attack you. He's always trying to defeat you. But God has put the authority and power in your hands that he is unable to do that.
Amen.
The only way that it can do that is for you to let him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just as you said, you're not to let your heart get troubled. You're not to allow the enemy to defeat.
Amen. Praise you, Pastor.
Get you down. God says, I've given you the power.
Amen.
Now put in your hand life and death. Choose life.
Amen.
And a lot of times we choose death because it looks like it's the easiest way out.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in a struggle.
Amen.
Okay. It looks like it's more fun over there. And I want to have some fun too.
Amen.
God didn't take the fun from you.
Amen.
He just told you the proper way of using it.
Amen.
Okay. And when we use the wrong way, that's when it messes up.
Amen.
Okay, because all things are good and very good.
Amen.
That God made. But it came to my mind as the other day when I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
The evil things came out of sin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. God didn't make that.
Amen.
That came forth from man disobeying and brought evil things into the world. Okay. But then God fixed it so that you can have power even over that.
Teach a person.
Okay. So you got the authority. You got the power.
Yes.
You got the joy.
Yes.
All that you need.
Amen.
To do this.
Amen.
Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Is our strength.
Yes, thank you, God.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to say that.
The joy of the Lord.
Joy of the Lord
is
my strength.
My strength.
Say it again.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
My strength.
One time with all your might.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Is my strength.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. So, if you're feeling weak in your spiritual life, you got the joy of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The joy, Nehemiah said, let you know that your strength comes from the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
St. John 17 and verse 13. Anybody got that?
Oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. And now come I to thee.
Okay, this is Jesus praying to God. Okay.
And these things I speak.
Well, and he wants to leave the people in good shape. Okay. So he's praying, and this entire chapter is the prayer. Okay. He said, and now I come unto thee. Jesus now calling on his Father to do something for him. Read.
And these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Okay. These things I've spoken in this world that they may, and this is talking about the saved people,
mm-hmm.
have his joy fulfilled in them. So here Jesus prayed for you to have his joy.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is praying for you to have his joy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. So you already have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And Nehemiah said, that's my strength.
Teach it, Pastor.
I got the joy of the Lord because Jesus prayed that prayer over 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
And the Father always answered him. And he had done what Jesus had asked him. The joy of the Lord. And say the devil got you thinking you got to pray, ask somebody to pray for my joy.
That person. And pray for the strength too.
Pray for somebody's joy. Jesus already prayed.
Tell it, Pastor.
And Jesus' prayers always work.
Amen.
Right? Uh-huh. So it's in, you got the joy of the Lord where?
In me.
In me.
In you, in your hands.
Amen.
It's in your charge.
That's right.
When I'm not literally talking about hands.
Uh-huh.
When I say it's in your hands, we mean that you got the authority, you got everything that you need.
Got the power.
You got the ability to perform it. You. You
don't Amen. Have
nobody else to come do it for you. You can do it for yourself because you have all that power in
Tell
you.
It, Pastor.
Amen.
Okay. So the joy of the Lord, you got it in your hand. Use it.
Amen. The Lord is in me.
Okay. And the Lord is the word of God.
Amen.
So yeah. Use the word.
Tell it, Pastor.
Get that Bible out and dust that dust off it and turn them pages through the day.
Amen.
Put the laptop down a little bit and put the tablet down
and the phone and everything.
And the cell phone. Put it down for a minute. You can hold a cell phone in hand if you got it to open to the word.
Amen.
Okay. If it's going to help you to find out how to be delivered, use that phone for that purpose.
Amen.
Rather than talking about somebody all day long.
Amen.
Talk about the doom and the gloom going on.
Amen. Yeah.
Talk about how the joy of the Lord is your strength, and that strength going to give you what you need for your victory.
Amen.
That day.
Amen.
Amen.
And we can only live one day at a time.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
So we are dealing with today.
Amen.
We can't do a thing about yesterday.
Amen.
It's gone forever.
Amen.
And we can't do a thing about tomorrow.
Amen.
Because we may not get to tomorrow.
Amen.
We That's only true. Can do things for what we can do
today.
Right now.
Right now.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. So it's in your hands.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Whatever the charge may be. If you're lonely, do like David said, sing a song.
Amen.
Sing a song of praise.
Yes.
Sing a song of joy.
Amen.
Sing a song of victory and deliverance. Sing a song.
A song.
Lift your spirit up.
Amen.
Amen.
And sing the song. When peace like a river a flood attended my soul, like sea billows roll, whatever was long, God has taught me to say,
yes.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
With yourself. My soul. Everything else may be in chaos in my physical life.
Yes.
But my soul is well.
Amen.
Yes.
My soul is going to continue to live throughout eternity.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
The power is in your hand. Luke 9.
Luke 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. Now he has given us power and he's given us authority over not some of the devils.
Oh.
For all devils.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know we got more than one devil.
And teach it, Pastor.
Oh, yes.
Because the devil can't be everywhere at the same time. That authority is given on Jesus.
Amen.
Teach it, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
Holy Spirit. But the devil got many devils.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And notice there that the name is pluralized. D-E-V-I-L-S.
Amen.
More than one.
Yes.
Of all devils, you got the authority.
Amen.
Of all devils, you can command them. And
teach it, Pastor.
They got to obey.
Amen.
Of all the devils. And to cure all manner of diseases.
Amen.
And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to the heal the sick. Okay, he told us to go out and make disciples. Did he not?
Amen.
Okay, teach them to observe all things that he had commanded us. And he will be with us. How long?
To the end of the earth.
Always. Even to the end of the earth.
Yeah.
Okay, so God is with you. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you.
Amen.
And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Neither staff nor scrip. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't carry nothing where you go. Wherever you're going, don't carry nothing for to help you out on your journey. Don't carry your staff. Don't carry your scrip. Don't carry no bread, don't carry no money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house you enter into, there stay and thence depart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever will not receive you, then he go out of that city. When you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against me. Okay, so whenever you come up to somebody, you got a word for them, they receive you, good. If you don't, leave. Shake the dust off your feet as you leave.
Amen.
Okay. As a testimony against them that they had opportunity but refused.
Mm-hmm.
That's yes.
Okay. And they departed and went through the town. So they went through the towns. They went through the town. They did what the Lord told them to do. This is 12. Preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Okay.
Amen.
Now, Herod heard about that and got upset because he was wondering who's doing all this. He know he has beheaded John. And they were saying that he's one of the prophets. Maybe Elijah, maybe Isaiah. Okay, but it's one of the he wanted to know because he thought that they were coming back for him, and he wouldn't know who this was, that somebody he had done wrong to. But anyway, when he came back, they were telling the Lord about this. So now Jesus in that 10th chapter sends out 70 more.
Amen.
12 he's getting the authority to. And now he's sending out 70 more preachers and twos. Okay. And he carried them. And they, 17th verse.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord.
They sent out after the 12. They came back with joy.
Saying, Lord, the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Okay, they made a discovery on this trip.
Amen.
Okay, they found out that the devils had to obey them. See, we think that we got to obey the devil.
Tell it, Pastor.
We are afraid of the devil.
Tell it, Pastor.
And they make them movies so they make you even more afraid of them.
Amen.
You got to know when you look at the movie, you got to know that they can't do nothing to you.
Amen.
All right. They made that movie like that so it can sell, make some money.
Amen.
They ain't gonna do nothing like that. You see them happening in those movie screens. Okay. So but the 70 returned and returned with joy. Called to have some victory that day. Whenever
Amen.
You go somewhere or whenever you do something that's in your favor, you get joy about it, right?
Amen.
It's going on in your favor. And we'll say we had joy because we had a good time today.
Amen.
Okay. They said, even the devils, and that is again plural.
Amen.
Are subject unto us.
Through thy name.
Through thy name.
Your name, Jesus. Thy name.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to do was use your name.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And I could command.
Tell it.
The power is in our hands.
Our hands.
The authority was given to you by the Lord in your hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You are the one that will bring forth the victory. But it got come through by your faith.
Yes.
And knowing that the word of God is all powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the word saying that the devil had to obey us as long as we are using your name.
Amen.
I can't do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do it through Christ who provides the strength.
Yes.
And remember, the strength comes from our joy.
Amen.
That Jesus already prayed for.
Yes. Amen.
Our joy.
Yeah.
Is what we need. All right, to make it through every day.
Amen.
And the 18th verse says,
and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
All right. Jesus said, look at here. I was here at the beginning.
Amen.
I was here when God kicked Satan out of the kingdom. Because he used to be one of the archangels. Okay, he was the leader of the choir.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
And I don't know why so much stuff goes on in the choir. Maybe that's where the devil got started at.
Amen.
Maybe so.
They're trying to get started in there right today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But remember, the power that God has given to you is in your charge.
Amen.
To not allow him to succeed in destroying the choir. Not to deceive, make that, the devil don't want me to get this out. he don't want you to make him succeed.
Amen.
In getting where you need to get.
There's
something in there that caused you to get upset.
Tell it, Pastor.
In the choir rehearsal.
Tell it. Amen.
Some of them even get out of the choir.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. And remember, they are not doing it for whoever. This is probably doing it for the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. It's in your hands, whether you act right or wrong.
Yes. It's in your hands.
It's in your hands.
Amen.
Okay. Continue.
Behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Okay, so Jesus said, look at here. I'm giving you power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, of all the power of the enemy. And nothing. So you got the power and authority over all enemies.
Amen.
No, and nothing. Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
By any means.
By any means.
By any means.
Amen.
Nothing. Tell three people, ain't nothing gonna hurt me.
Ain't nothing gonna hurt me. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
It's in your hands.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, if you get hurt, it's in your hands.
Amen.
Yo, but nothing.
Nothing.
That the enemy can throw at you.
Amen.
Nothing that he can put upon you.
Nothing.
Shall hurt you.
Amen.
Okay. Anything does is in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
Because the devil can't hurt you until he get God's permission.
Amen. Preach it.
Yeah, Job was a perfect and upright man.
Huh?
And the devil came to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Lord says, What are you going to say to him? He said, I'm going from coming from going to and fro up and down this earth.
Right.
I've been looking for somebody I could deceive.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, have you could not consider my servant Job? A perfect upright man, one that sees evil. And he said, yeah, but you got a hedge around him.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
I can't get to him.
Amen.
All right. And he has that same hedge around you.
Amen.
Amen.
The devil can't get to you until God says, give him permission.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, all that I have, all that a man has, but he's given a change for his soul. And the Lord told him, well, you can touch everything around him, but don't touch him.
Amen. Amen.
And that's where they took all his children, all his livestock. And all of this happened in a matter of not days, not
Amen.
Hours,
Amen.
Not a matter of minutes.
Amen.
OK, Okay, and Job was able to stand all of that.
Amen.
And still give God praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so if Job can do it, you can too.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. It's in your hands.
Hands.
Thank you, God. Read.
Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Okay. Jesus say now, don't get overcome and knowing that this rejoice, don't best just rejoice because the devil had to obey you.
Amen.
Because one day time you're going to go against him and he's going to back down.
Amen.
He's going to go back and regroup.
Amen.
And come back with some more.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
So don't give up because you succeeded yesterday and failed today.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep on going.
Everything's not going to happen right now.
Amen.
Yes.
You got some suffering to go through.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord have mercy.
To learn.
Yeah.
So you can receive some blessings.
Amen.
All right. Know that. That's not the only reason for rejoicing.
Amen.
He said, the Spirit's got to obey you. But that's not the only reason you need to be rejoicing. And that's what we do.
Amen.
We rejoice only when something good happens.
Tell it, Pastor.
Yeah,
amen. We got to know how to rejoice when something bad is going on.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord, knowing that the Lord is taking you through it.
Yes.
And the Lord is getting the glory out of your life.
Amen.
I said, so don't rejoice just because that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a better reason to rejoice.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Because your name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Written in heaven.
Amen.
Okay. When your name get written in heaven, when you gave your
when
life
you receive to God, Christ. Amen.
We became one of his children. Amen. Your name got written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Amen.
So when you wake up in the morning, your name is written.
Amen.
You wake up praising God.
Thank
nobody you, said a word to you but you.
Amen.
And the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You give you a word of praise and thanks. And know that the joy of the Lord,
amen,
is going to provide you your strength. So as you get up in the morning, start praising him.
Amen.
Strength up. Build your joy up.
Yes.
You can handle every situation.
Amen.
Come your way.
Yes, Lord.
On that day, everything that's negative, you can handle it with joy.
Amen.
Knowing that God is getting the victory out of my life.
Amen.
I'm going to be blessed.
Yes.
Going through that way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't
worry
about him. I have given you that permission.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
All right. And it's in your hands.
Amen.
Okay. Whatever the condition is, whatever the problem is,
mm-hmm.
remember, you got the key.
Uh-huh.
All right. Jesus, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Whatever you loose,
I'll
loose it in heaven.
Yes.
Whatever you bound, I'll bound it in heaven.
Yeah.
It's in your hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, take your key in your hand. Imagine that you got your key in your hand.
Amen.
And turn it to the right.
Amen.
So it can crank up.
Yes.
Amen.
Open up the door.
Amen.
Wherever you got bound, that's bound in you,
mm-hmm.
take that key.
Amen.
It's in your hand.
Right, yes.
Unlock that door.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You going around here mad and sad and bad and glad and whatever it is. bad and who you walk around here all that way, not looking like a saint of God.
Amen.
Looking like everything that the devil throws away.
Amen.
Take that key and unlock that door and walk out of that doom and gloom.
Amen.
Walk in your room of praise. Walk in your room of deliverance. Walk in your room of healing. Walk in your room of joy. Walk in the authority and the power which God gave you. And
yes, Lord.
Need his child.
Yes,
and know
God.
That you are
yes, Lord.
A child of God. You're the daddy on thousands of hills. Know that you are. Your father, the king of
Amen.
Kings, Lord of lords, Jesus as a brother,
yes.
and Holy Spirit, our teacher, our God. Walk in there. Open those doors. Okay.
Thank you, God.
Open those doors.
Mm-hmm.
And stop being, and move out that room of doom and gloom.
Amen.
Leave all them burdens in that room.
Yes.
And walk out into the room of joy, praise, and goodness. It's in your hands. Part two.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Lord. Good word, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Good word.
It's in your hands.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of
the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is my strength. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's in my hands. Glory be to God. The devil didn't give it, and the devil is not going to take it away.
Amen.
To God, hallelujah. Pastor part two was good. Was good as part one. Praise
Amen. God. Amen.
Thank you, God. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Thank God for the message. Thank God for the messenger. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen.